my name is Sam Clements, and welcome to this very special mini edition of the Picture House Podcast, all about the new film A Private War, which is in cinemas right now, directed by Matthew Heineman, starring Rosamund Pike as war correspondent Mary Colvin, who's one of the most celebrated correspondents of our time. You've probably seen her, read her work. This is a film based on her story, and Rosamund Pike plays that iconic role. It also features Jamie Dornan, Greg Wise, Tom Hollander, Stanley Tucci, the Tooch, is in this film, and Matthew Heineman, director of this film. It was in town during the London Film Festival to premiere this film. Matthew Heineman's a director we really enjoy. At Picture House, we played his previous film, Cartel Land, and one before that, City of Ghosts, in our cinemas, documentaries, and now he's working in a fiction film, but based on true events, so I guess it's a similar ballpark. And anyway, my colleague Sarah Cook went along to the screening to talk to Matthew Heineman about this film. So without further ado, I will pass along to my esteemed colleague Sarah Cook and director Matthew Heineman to talk about A Private War. Enjoy.
Congratulations on such a powerful film.
Oh, thank you.
I've never seen such an audience with such, so stunned into silence following it. What drew you to Marie and her story?
I felt compelled to make this movie, I think, for a lot of different reasons. My background is in documentary film. You know, I've covered conflict zones through those films. So I felt that same draw to covering these stories as Marie did, but also felt that same bizarre feeling of coming home and having those thoughts and those images stick with you. I've also tried, at least to a small degree, to put a human face to these conflicts, obviously something that Marie did for decades. And so I just felt an enormous kinship with her, an enormous amount of empathy for what she did and what she stood for and what she suffered from as well. So I felt, you know, compelled to make it. I, you know, also felt that, you know, it's quite timely. It's not just an homage to this amazing, courageous, you know, complicated woman, but it's an homage to journalism and people who are out there, you know, fighting for the truth and shedding light on dark corners of the world.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's so incredibly done. But like you said, your background is in documentary filmmaking. Why did you choose to make this a biopic instead of a documentary?
I don't consider this a biopic. It's not a cradle of the grave story. It's not a, you know, sort of flashback to childhood. I view it much more as a sort of psychological thriller examining what provokes and pushes somebody to go to the most dangerous places on earth to tell these stories, and then the psychological and physical effects that had on her over these years. And the reason I didn't make it as a documentary is because she's no longer with us, and the types of docs that I make are sort of present day verite, and so this is the only way I was able to tell the story.
Rosamund Pike really inhibits Marie. Why did you go for Pike Rosamund to portray Marie?
Ross came to a screening of my last documentary, City of Ghosts, and we had a really nice chat and we had breakfast the next morning, and sort of the passion and vigor with which she came after the role, it's almost as if Marie was going after an article. You know, her understanding of this character as well was quite profound. We sent each other these essays after that breakfast, sort of, who is Marie Colvin? And she wrote this sort of two to three page brilliant examination of this character at such an early stage. It just felt like such a no-brainer that she was Marie, that she should play Marie. Also, you know, as a first-time narrative director, I was somebody that was going to treat me like an equal, and I also wanted somebody who's going to get their hands dirty. And I got both of those things in spades. You know, it was quite an amazing collaboration. And, you know, to see her transform into this role was really astounding.
And how closely did the pair of you work with her friends and her family? And obviously, Paul Conroy's been a big supporter of the film. How closely did you guys develop all together with the people who knew her, this tale?
A lot. I mean, basically, after I was attached to direct the film, I spent about a year doing research into her world, reading everything I could that she wrote or others wrote about her, gaining the trust of her friends and colleagues. And that was quite important to me, not just to gain their trust, to have their blessing, really understand who Marie was and all the different sort of shades and fabrics of what made her who she was. And it was quite nerve-wracking, honestly, to decide whether to bring Rosamund on that journey with me, because I didn't want her to sort of sour on the project. A lot of her friends and colleagues, Marie's friends and colleagues, were quite reticent on taking part in the film, or the film existing in the first place. One, because they didn't want some sort of Hollywood glamorization, because her death was still so raw and so sensitive. But I decided, it was quite important for Rosamund to come on this journey with me, because that's what a journalist does. Journalists, find sources, develops trust, develops rapport, gathers information and tries to parse through that information to try to get at, quote unquote, the truth. And so it was really amazing watching Roz, with me navigate that world and bring her friends and her colleagues onto our side and to learn more and more about who Marie was.
It is brilliantly done. And also the war scenes in the film are so visceral and they're hard to watch. How difficult was it to film and recreate these terrible moments in history?
It was really, really important to me, especially given my background as a documentary filmmaker, to create as authentic a portrait of Marie as possible, but also of the war zones that she visited and reported on. And a big part of that was actually working with almost predominantly non-actors, refugees from the various countries that we're depicting. So we shot all the war zones in Jordan. Jordan stood in for Sri Lanka, Iraq, Afghanistan, Libya, and Syria. And so I spent weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks interviewing, finding, refugees who are living in Jordan from those various countries to play the background cast. So, for example, when, we're in Syria, in the besieged city of Homs, where Marie died, when Rosamund walks into the quote-unquote widow's basement, which is a place where these women and children are being sheltered, the women that she spoke to really were from Homs, telling their own real stories, shedding real tears. And it created, quite an emotional environment on set. The second woman that she spoke to said, I don't just want this to be words on paper. I want the whole world to understand what we're going through.
Yeah.
That's her speaking to Roz. That's her speaking to all of us. There's a moment in the scene afterwards where a man brings in his young son after a mortar attack. And this man also is from Homs. In real life, his 2-year-old nephew was shot off his shoulders in a protest and bled out in front of him. So the trauma, the grief that he brought onto set and into that room as he carried this young boy in was so intense and almost unbearable that at one point Rosamund walked off set and was like, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to handle this. Like, I don't know where to put all my feelings. And is it okay what we're doing? Are we exploiting this man? And I said to her, look, this is something I deal with on a daily basis in my documentary work. You have this human instinct to want to give someone a hug or to give them space, but my job, your job, Marie's job, is to capture these moments. And he wouldn't be here if he didn't want his story to be told. But I think, what Roz was feeling of where to put these emotions, to how to sort of comprehend this trauma, how to comprehend this grief, is something that, Marie dealt with all the time, year in, year out, for many, many years, in many, many conflicts around the world.
Absolutely. And it's a difficult watch, but it has to be a difficult watch because it feels so present in people trying to make these refugees and people who suffer from war faceless and villains. And that's an important line that you guys do here. You don't exploit these people, you tell their story.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, this is a difficult watch, but I also, I think, I find great inspiration in her, in somebody who, despite all odds, continued to fight on behalf of, you know, the poor civilians, crossfire of these wars that are so often relegated to, you know, political football in London or Washington, or, you know, that she dedicated her life and died reporting on again, you know, civilians caught in the crossfire of war in an attempt to humanize these conflicts. You know, it's so easy to keep these conflicts at arm's length, and I think she felt compelled to try to get people to care. And I think that's one of the things that really haunted her is, do people care? Will people care? Are my words going to matter? Will they fall on deaf ears?
And it's so, it is just a great message, but also you handle her PTSD so sensitively and so well, that even those scenes are difficult watch to see her. How did you develop that side of the film, her at home, just not at home really, struggling with everything that she's seen?
You know, that was really important to me, to portray PTSD. It's something that I haven't seen too often in film.
And, you know, to examine the sort of moral injury of war that doesn't just happen to soldiers. And, you know, she suffered immensely from all the conflicts that she visited. And, you know, that's something that's quite personal to me. Something that I've dealt with a bit myself. And, yeah, I felt like it was very, very important to show in this film.
Jamie Dornan would really bring something great with Paul as like a bedfellow for Marie, these pair. How did they develop the relationship quite similarly to how Paul and Marie were in the film?
Yeah, I mean, Jamie did an incredible job. It's such an understated role. The camaraderie between her, you know, Jamie and Roz was really important for the film, and true to the real relationship between Paul and Marie. You know, it's so easy and so often in films about war to have, you know, that this could have become a, you know,
romantic relationship, a platonic relationship, and they're dear friends, you know, who were bonded by this deep desire to bear witness to these conflict zones. But they, you know, had this amazing camaraderie, and they laughed and they had fun, and, you know, to get through these extraordinarily stressful times, you know, they sort of had this gallows humor. And Paul, the real life Paul, who's on set with us almost every single day, he really helped bring that out in Jamie and the script and in the film, really.
From the Q&A I saw, it's a great story about, you talk about gallows humor on set, and you kind of have to keep that in a film like this, about Gaddafi, the Gaddafi corpse and a selfie with the corpse bit, and how they were playing with that as well. So was that important, just to keep the gallows, that gallows humor alive on set? And
yeah, for sure. I mean, there's a number of, you know, it's obviously a intense movie. It's not a comedy, but there are definite moments of humor and levity. And, you know, in real life, she was obviously tormented and struggled with what she saw at war, but she had, you know, lovely friends, and she had lovers, and she had, you know, a life here in London that she loved. And so it was important to capture that as well.
And my last question, I've touched on this before, but there's such an attack on reporters and journalists and fake news and what's real and what's true. What is the greatest takeaway you hope that people come from this film and journalism and war and what people are suffering and how it's being reported?
Yeah, I think it's tragic what's happening now, that journalists are being demonized, vilified. In the worst case, as we've seen with Jamal Khashoggi, targeted and killed for just doing their job. And, you know, we're living in a world of sound bites and fake news. And so I think for me, the film is, again, just not just an homage to Marie, but an homage to journalism, importance of journalism, the importance of people fighting for the truth. And I think that message is important, as important now as ever.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for taking the time to talk to me about this incredible film.